Archers, attack! Keep firing! Let none escape! Another down! Do not relent!
Well, slap my ass and call me Sue Ellen, because we're back with another episode of another pod, Do Not Relent. I'm staring a truly strawberry lime in the face next to my polar black cherry seltzer. I'm Slide Whistle.
Well, I'm a little confused because you just named yourself twice, but it's your boy, Immunization. Polars are back in this household. For a while, we were unable to get them, and I'm very excited that they're back, baby.
And it's me, Aaron, Fire Mage Extraordinaire and Hort Punching Bag, and I was taking a nap during my tentative juice-grabbing time. So the only bit of alcohol in this home is a mysterious yellow liquid that Cubby Bub left in the fridge. I tried to call her on the telephone to see if I could drink the yellow juice, but she didn't pick up. So I'm partaking in water.
Oh, but, I thought you were going to drink it anyway.
No, I would never betray her trust like that, but I will be bombarding her with messages. I will keep you all up to date on if I can drink the yellow juice.
Well, maybe she's freezing her own piss for a reason. I don't know.
She does very much care about her health. Now, we need to get down to brass tacks. Did the three of us, did we David Bowie, famed Dragon Ball Z author Akira Toriyama? Last week, we made goofs about his series, and what happened a couple hours later?
I feel like literally hours after we were done recording, he died. Like, before, like in the brief period in between when we recorded and when the episode was released, he died, right?
I guess
well,
so.
Well,
yeah.
Technically, he died a week ago, but the press release was during that time. So I'm afraid that we done did it. Much like we killed David Bowie, we murdered famed deep Dragon Ball author Akira Toriyama.
I think the one thing we have going against that is that I'm pretty sure at most time, most households are discussing the name Akira Toriyama. So maybe we're in the clear on this one.
Also, like on this podcast alone, I feel like we've mentioned him or Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z, and probably I want to venture over half of our episodes.
Can't believe
so
he's dead.
We have a lot of positive talk compared to our discussion of his death. But yeah, that's crazy. Mans is dead.
It's like, you know, I think what you said was right. You texted, you said he saw the Dragon Ball babies, and he's like, that's it. I'm out of here.
Although apparently he put out a statement like a month ago, and he said Dragon Ball babies was specifically what I wanted. Dragon Ball babies is everything I've ever needed.
Put a curse
so
on
I don't
himself.
Know.
Curse. Yeah. They were like, we gotta take him out. This guy can't exist anymore.
Someone came up behind him and said, I am so sorry, Toriyama-san. What about Dragon Ball baby furries?
Well, it was even crazier is how he died. His brain just had blood leaking like in the front of it, like a hematoma. Like, Jesus. Get your melon checked if you hit your head on something. Have you seen those commercials?
Oh, yeah. Like, literally, there's been a wave of, like, new concussion-based commercials that are, like, telling people to get their heads checked if they, like, you know, hit their head. And they're like...
Are people headbutting things more in this post-COVID world?
Well, they play before wrestling, so that might have something to do with it. But, like, they're big... Remember how the Gushers commercials had the kid's head starting with a giant fruit? So they're a family of giant watermelon heads, and it's like, check your melon. And so I keep thinking about it after Toriyama's death. Speaking of Toriyama's death, that's such a bad segue. Never mind. So you guys know how Shadowlands exists, right? And how Torghast Tower of the Damned is a thing in Shadowlands.
Oh my god. Yes. Like, I feel like you just placed a curse on us in particular for even trying to make that transition there.
I didn't make the transition. I put a stopgap in between.
What is the Dragon Ball Daima of the World of Warcraft experience than Shadowlands and Torghast?
So I feel like the comparison would be Snake Road would be Torghast, right?
Yes, because it is tedious, and I went on it maybe two or three times before the whole game was like, we're not going to mention it anymore.
Would you believe that people are running Torghast today in 2024 for nefarious purposes?
You know, I was just going to stop you when you said, like, would you believe that people in 2024 are running tour gas? I just want to say no. I would not believe that. But, like, okay, what are these people doing?
So I saw this Reddit post, and now it's a Wattpad post, but I'm reading mine from Reddit, where I saw it originally. I guess people are going through Torghast, and they're clearing level 30 dungeons, but they have suspicious deaths. So this dude compiled the list. A 30 Waycrest Tyrannical with 117 deaths. They killed the three witchy bosses in 21 seconds. And everyone was like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
So I'm confused. So, like, are they somehow having somebody go into Torghast, bug it out, get the Torghast powers, and use those powers in dungeon?
It seems like that would be it. If I had to guess, I'm assuming there's probably, yeah, there's warlocks in this group. So they're probably warlock summoning them straight out of Torghast when they grab the powers, maybe? And they're completing level 30s. What I don't understand is the deaths. 117 deaths. Like, what's going on? Is it that's just trash? And then they're killing the bosses, like, immediately?
You know, I have no idea. Like, because, like, you can't even die that many times. I forget. Honestly, it's been a very long time since I've run Torghast now. At least, like, 2 years, probably. So, if you died that much, your Torghast run would be over, right?
No, I don't think so, because...
Or you would just, like, zero-chest after, it. I don't remember.
Yeah, after we killed the Terra Gru, there was no longer a time or death limit. But it's like you would get nothing. Because I think if you go past a certain amount of deaths, it's like, okay, you've so far gone over the timer that all you get is a swift kick in the pants.
Wait, are we talking about deaths in Torghast or deaths in the dungeon? Which one are you guys asking about?
Well, either. We're trying to determine where these 117 deaths came from. Like, maybe their count, because it was bugging out, maybe, like, mobs dying in Torghast counted as player deaths or something in the dungeon?
Oh, I see. Okay, I see. Whoa, I mean, it's entirely possible, because 117 deaths, that's got to be way too many to clear the timer with, right? So, like, maybe you're right. Maybe, like, going through Torghast is doing something wacky with it. I thought you were, like, guessing, like, I thought you were assuming that they were just doing Torghast and dying in there.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But, like, also, what is the penalty? Is it 5 seconds for a death in a Mythic Plus?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so that's, like, 10 minutes off your timer. So, like, I guess if they're killing bosses in, like, 2 seconds or whatever you said, then, like, it's still possible. That's crazy, though.
And Aaron, good news. Every run has had a double mage. You can get in on this.
But alas, Aaron was not there because Cubby Bob said he could have the juice. More on that coming.
I guess it's the mage powers they're abusing. Yeah, two mages are surviving plus 30 tyrannical Volcal in Ataldazar without the tank alive.
Shush your mouth. Nothing you said matters, because Cubby Bub has gotten back to me and we can drink the juice.
What is the juice?
I wish I knew.
Wait, she just said you could drink it?
Well, Aaron probably just asked, hey, can I drink this thing that's in the freezer?
Excuse me.
Is it in a liquor bottle or like?
No, it's just in a glass mug. I called her. 10 minutes later, she goes, hello? And I said, ... Can I drink the yellow juice? Big eye emoji. She says, well, damn. LMAO. Go ahead.
That sounds like a no. It sounds like I was going to drink that when I got home.
She can get more yellow juice.
You didn't even I'll ask send her what it is.
I'll send her a Venmo for the yellow juice.
I'm really just curious about what it is. Is it even alcoholic? What is it?
Yeah, watch it just be like some really nice, like chill, like apple juice.
I have determined. I have looked around at the evidence. I've used my Secrets of Azeroth powers, and it is the remainder of yesterday's Mike's Harder Mango Orange.
Okay, that sounds pretty good.
Yes, all the carbonation has left it because it was consumed initially hours ago, but now it's in my glass.
Wait, you
so thanks, thanks
it
for
out
the
of the
juice,
mug?
Cubby.
You didn't just grab the mug? You move that to a different cup?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's in the same mug, and the mug is a very large Legend of Zelda mug. Fancy in glass. It's one of the all-timers.
Hmm.
So my last question before we move on to more WoW content about, like, I just have to get to the bottom of this. Is the liquid frozen then?
No, it was like, only in the fridge. No, it was okay. In the fridge. I did not freeze the liquid.
Oh, did I just hear you say freezer? I don't know, maybe.
Maybe I misspoke, but I will say I did pick this up initially today. I woke up and I found it on a desk as a fallen soldier. And I put it in the fridge because I was like, someone's going to drink it. And as I was sitting here working from home all day, I kept opening the fridge to get like snacks or water. And I would see it. And that shifted to, I'm going to drink this. I'm going to gatekeep Gaslight Cubbybub into letting me have this thing.
Like, this is my juice now. I wrote my name on the mug.
She left the juice and now it's my juice. Damn, but I'll send her a Venmo for more juice.
You got weird juice. They opened up a, looks both ways, cannabis bakery near our house. And so they sell baked goods that have weed in them. And, oh my God, I've been eating a cookie while Aaron was telling his story that's got stuff in it. So it's just crazy. So I have my weird item. Ian, what's your weird item? Aaron has yellow juice.
You know, now I feel left out. Like, I just have a polar, and I have a Diet Coke that I did squeeze a lime in, but there's no booze in it. And I'm like, I ran out of time before we started recording. So now, you guys talk about some stuff. I'm going to go add a shot to this.
Okay.
Ah, God, finally he's gone. Drink it in, everyone. It's an immune-less 20 seconds here.
Welcome to Mage Talk, everybody. So, what kind of robes are you going to wear to the Wizard Ball?
That's the thing, is I plan to actually show up nude, except I'm going to paint my testicles purple.
Oh, you're pulling the John Cena, huh?
Yes, although he wore a little bandeau. My balls, ass, booty hole, they're all going to be out, except I'm going to paint my testicles purple. And then Nostradamus will say, Aaron, what are you doing? And I said, well, these are the wizard's balls. And they'll all go, and they'll put the mythical hat on me.
Okay. Yeah, I can get behind that. Are you going to shave him first, or are you just going to kind of go, you know, wet willy-nilly?
What is a wizard without his beard? Come on. I'm going to shave the top, and I'm going to leave some roughage on the green below.
So I'm back now, and I just wanted to ask, so, like, is this mage ball going to be held in a court? Because then if that's the case, then, like, Aaron could be like, my balls are in y'all's court.
You know, the wizard's ball is usually conjured via magic. I'm sure if it is not, once they hear that pun, they will switch the venue.
You know who else is invited to the wizard's balls? Whizbang. Is he a mage or is he a warlock? I don't remember. The Hearthstone Man.
Alfred Whizbang is a warlock. He summoned demons.
Well, he's still going to come to the to the mage's balls.
Okay, so that was a segue from Mr. Slide Whistle here into, I believe, the Hearthstone event that is here. Listeners can, like, so, like, when this comes out, like, what, they'll have, like, a few more days to try to get this shit in?
The 18th.
Yes, this is releasing on March 15th, and you have until the 18th. Now, I don't know if that if it's, like, a beer-drinking holiday thing where it's, like, we're packing it up at 6 a.m. on the 18th. So take advantage of the 16th and 17th listeners.
And then as far as the Hearthsteed that you can get by just logging into Hearthstone, does that last a little bit longer?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, log into Hearthstone and get that too, because it is a red Hearthsteed, which is pretty cool. That's all I've really done so far in this event. I did... Okay, so like the Hearthstone event stuff in WoW starts with, like, I believe a letter that is sent in your inbox. You open it. And then it takes you to was it the giant pillar where that one, like, Alexstrasza and the Rebellion storyline was taking place before? I don't remember exactly where that was, but it was just, like, on a pillar up above the city somewhere.
But that was my beef. It was like, go to Dragon's Worm's Rest. And I'm like, okay, where all the dragons hang out. And I go up there and I'm like, this is the fucking Worm's Rest? And then I open the map and it's just an empty platform. And I'm like, what is this doing over here?
Yeah, I don't know if, like, we just have never had a reason to go there before, and it was honestly really empty. Like, it's like this comically large platform with this tiny little Hearthstone table in the middle of it.
So yes, there is a single Hearthstone table in the middle, and it is revealed later that if you collect a certain amount of cards, you get the ability to set down your own table. But no one at this event is doing that. So most places, it runs the gamut from the Worm's Rest has a single table in the middle. Stormwind has a table out in the distance. There's just a table somewhere. The one outside of Orgrimmar by like the Zeppelin area, nothing. There is nothing to indicate that Hearthstone magic takes place there.
It's the pile of rocks. Although good news, now you no longer have to go to the other cities.
It was yay!
I think today, or like a couple of hours ago, they spawned simultaneously in Stormwind, Orgrimmar, and Beldrakken all at the same time. That's what simultaneous means.
Okay, so I have not done any of the events yet. Can y'all just do a quick rundown for me and any listeners who might not know as well, like what we need to be doing to get this shit done before the 18th?
Well, it's incredibly easy. You simply wait. And at the top of the hour, in the three areas that Slide mentioned, Stormwind Harbor by the Zeppelins outside of Orgrimmar, and Worm's Rest, Random Spire, and Valdrakken, Wilfred Fiddlebang from Grand Crusade. What was the name of that one?
I think this is the Wrath Dungeon. This is Whizbang. I don't know if this is the same guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is not Wilfred Fizzlebang. It's just a different gnome named Fizzbang. He will show up at the top of every hour and go, "I'm taking over Azeroth with my Hearthstone monsters." And then we'll summon, I think it's the same three every time. Chillwind Yeti, Patches the Pirate, which is like the Beholder with an eye patch. And Dr. Boom.
Ooh.
You fight them for 3 minutes and then loot their body for various fun things and Hearthstone cards.
Yeah, so I've been dragging my feet on starting this, mostly because my Hearthstone would not fucking open. So I was like, what's going on here? Where's my fucking Cinder Mane Charger? Which, by the way, I'm telling you, if you're sitting at home right now and you're like, ugh, I'm not looking in the Hearthstone, but you play WoW, do it. You don't want to miss out on this mount. It's beautiful.
Hearthstone is such a simple... Literally, I didn't have it on my computer anymore. Downloaded it on my computer, opened it up for 2 minutes, confirmed that I got a little check mark, and then uninstalled it. And that's all you need to do. Hearthstone's free. It'll take maybe 15 minutes of your time.
Honestly, the most time-consuming part for me, I already had it downloaded. I don't really play. I honestly probably should uninstall it to save some space on my computer. But the thing that took me the longest was just clicking out of all of the pop-ups at the beginning of the game from like all the things that have happened since the last time I played. And they're like, here are all these packs that you have to open. And here's this and this. Here's everything that's changed. I'm like, calm down. I'm not going to play anything. I literally just want this Hearthsteed.
Yes, the ill-fated ketchup packets that were mentioned back in November are out in full force. And I was stupid. I was like, well, there's nothing going down on this summer Sunday. Let me try opening them. And I did not know the trick of opening like 20 at a time. So I sat there and opened 40 packs. And then I was like, wait a minute. I don't like this. I'm not actually going to play this game. And I left.
You didn't build any sick ketchup decks?
No, but I did look at some of my old decks that were modeled after old characters, and I had a shaman one named Wargara, and I was like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is that some lore I missed? Is that an uncle?
If I'm remembering correctly, Wargara was an elemental shaman. It was a troll woman on Illidan. But I think I had her for like a weekend, and that was the final weekend that I played Hearthstone. But I was like, oh my god. I unlocked all my memories in that moment where I was like, Wargara?
She does exist. But yeah, okay, so every hour you just go hang out and you kill something. Which is funny, there was somebody complaining. Jira of the guild, the Gaberhood, was complaining. I wish that this thing spawned immediately at the top of the hour, because it does take like 5 minutes to spawn. It's one of those like Mechagon rare alerts. They're being a real bitch about it in chat. We're fighting. Something comes out, you get an item. So I did this for the first time today because I finally got downloaded, and I got Reno Jackson's hat. I guess some people were complaining because they're not getting anything. So I don't know what the drop rate percentage of like the items are. Aaron, how many do you have?
I have run this event 6 times, and I've been ruined twice. There are two where you just get So you can unlock, I forgot to even mention this, there's a Hearthstone system now. You can actually sit down and play Hearthstone, which is you can randomly collect like 15 to 20 cards and play a really simplified version of Hearthstone. Like, it's not like, oh, you get to play this one. It's like, hit 5 to play a legendary card. Hit 3 to play a common card.
Yeah, so that's all I've done so far in this event, because I think the quest tells you to do that, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, so I just press buttons when they light up and then just wait for them to do their thing against an opponent. First, I have to wait for an opponent to sit down at this table. But yeah, I was like, this is kind of weird. I'm like, when does it end? Like, I couldn't really figure out what was happening.
Yeah, so you can collect those cards off of kills, but what a lot of people are getting are just wild cards, which you can walk up to active Hearthstone games and use this item, and it will just put a monster on the field. Just to be like, haha, isn't Hearthstone so wacky? But they're useless, period, but extra useless if no one's playing Hearthstone in WoW, which no one is. Everyone is just AFKing at these events.
Yeah, it's really funny that, like, people, like, there's a legitimate thing you could do while you're waiting for an hour, and instead people are just standing on the sidelines, not doing anything because they're clicking off the screen to do other stuff.
But I have the tabard, I have the belt, I have Sarge, the mouse pet. I forgot about the hat, so I'm still in it for that. But the ultimate prize I've been chasing, which I need to actually focus, maybe I will this weekend, is the Hearthstone coin mount. People who have it, like any special mount, like the book, like anything, they just sit there and they AFK on it, and it makes me so jealous.
It looks so good. That's what I'm going for, too.
So are all of these things that you're mentioning just random drops from the end of the event at the hour?
Yep,
just every hour you kill them. It's just like the Diablo event. It's like any of these promotional events where it's just kill the same guy over and over and hope and pray.
Yeah, so there's the Compass Rose Mount, Pet Sarge, there's a 36-slot bag, there's a...
I do have that. Sorry, Cubby Bum. I stole your juice and I replaced your bag.
This is
grounds for divorce at this point.
Fuck. There's a Stone of the Hearth, Hearthstone, which is funny that they didn't call the Hearthstone. Tabard, belt, hat, and then, yeah, the wild cards have an 88% chance to drop. Everything else seems to be between 4 and 6% chance to drop. So actually the mount has the highest percent drop chance. Now, that's interesting. Surprise. Aaron, maybe you won't get this one. Maybe this one will elude you, you know?
Well, you know what? It's happened many times before. I know when we did the Diablo event, I was just getting hosed that entire time. I got straight up nothing out of that. So even the fact that I've got the pet, belt, and tabard is like, I'm gonna guess my luck has run out. I'm done.
You gotta strike the lucky dice. The Hearthstone game table you were mentioning, you get it from an achievement, which I'm assuming is collect all the cards. So if you get all
not
the cards,
all of them, oh. Just 10.
Oh, that
just
seems easy.
Just run the event a couple times and you get the table. There is an achievement for getting all the cards, but it's meaningless. I'm not going to look at your gamer score for it, everyone, but keep collecting because it'll give you a leg up. I know I have Lava Guy, Ragnaros, and that shit's won me both of the games that I played before I elected to never play again.
For some reason, the Hearthstone game table achievement choice is BOE. People are selling at me auction house for $250,000. Who's buying this?
Except that people will in like a week. You know, there's someone who woke up and I was like, I love Hearthstone so much. Oh no, I missed the event.
Wait, why? I've never heard of anything like this being BOE. That's so weird.
I feel like I was going to say it's got to be a bug, but I mean, it's been out for 3 days. Surely they would have patched it by now if they didn't intend you to sell your Hearthstone game board.
Also, I just realized it's from an achievement that I don't think is character specific. So, what, you get it once and you're just like, I actually don't care. I'll forever deny myself this.
Yeah, or just buy it later when it's cheaper, if it ever gets cheaper.
I guess, yeah, you sell yours for $250,000 and be like, when the market breaks, then I'll be able to play.
Damn. When do you think we're going to get a... Oh, wait, that already happened. I was going to say, what do you think we're going to get a Warcraft Rumble in-game tie-in? And then I was like, oh, right, the fucking foils.
God, that'd be so fucking sick if you could put your Rumbles down, and they would just kind of like walk in a straight line. And if they met other guys, they'd be like, meh, meh, and they'd fight each other.
That's okay, Slide, though. I also try to forget that event.
Yeah, we just gotta, you know what, listen, let's use our energy here, and let's get them to get us the walk in a straight line, meh, meh, fights. I think it's what the game needs right now.
Do you know that that's not even an event? You can still do it, just everyone opted to not. Like, the Warcraft Rumble machine is still over there at the inn, and it's like, go back to play sometime! And I'm like, I don't think I will be, I'm so sorry.
I still haven't finished the first one.
I kind of like the game in real life, I guess.
Man, oh man. Do you guys hear about what's going on in Valdrakken?
Well, you know, a number of things do happen there, so please let me know.
Yeah, so what's Garlina up to?
Hey y'all, Growlina live from Valdrakken, standing atop the big tower attending the Hearthstone 10th anniversary event. I'm here with Wargs, my fellow furry friend. So friend, how have your games been going?
I haven't actively been participating in the event. I'm just here for the loot.
Ah, well that's certainly no fun. So you've just been AFKing and waiting around each hour?
Pretty much. Seems that's what most people are doing.
Well, poo. That's a snoozer, and I need my content. So, I propose a contest. First to name 10 Hearthstone cards wins. Go!
Let's see.
You got the one where you use the sword. Ooh, that one that you punch and he's like, oh, get in here. And he brings like two more guys.
Mind blast.
Andy, baby, he's one of them, right?
Death Strike.
And Utah's Dingo. That's one of my favorites. Keymaster? Well, seems like you beat me. I say seems like because I have far too much at stake to be seen losing, so I'm gonna have to botch that in post.
Well, what do I win?
You win the honor of being in this segment heard by literally tens of people in the world.
Neat.
Neat it is. Now time to take a long winter's nap. Gonna practice my honk shoes while the boys take over the rest of the segment.
Thanks, Growlina! Now here's time for some news! I heard that the Season 4 Mythic Plus rotation is coming out, and I'm guessing 8 brand new dungeons! Don't let me down!
You're correct! 8 brand new dungeons! We've got the Steam Spark Academy, we've got the Lower Bowels of the Dragon Pit, we've got Computer Science Classroom 101, Octopus Dives.
Oh shit! Mr. Kotri is going to teach me how to use Adobe Flash. I'm going to tween a line.
It's actually the last one, Adobe Flash. You go into the computer and, you know, you kind of figure out
R.I.P. It died.
No, sorry. You've been looking forward to new dungeons. You're getting 8 current old ones. That's right. They're putting together the Dragonflight season dungeons together for the first time. You can play all 8. Algathir Academy, Azure Vault, Brackenhide Hollow, Halls of Infusion, Neltharis, Nakhod Offensive, Ruby Life Pools, and Ulamon.
Honestly, didn't we say that this is what we thought was going to happen? Like, I believe we said that on the show, and I'm glad that, like, finally all of them are going to be in, like, the same season.
It was kind of weird. I remember when they started it, they were saying, like, it's just experimental. Don't get used to it. If you hate it, we'll change it. If you don't, we'll keep it. And, yeah, so it'd be cool to see them all together. Although, like, I am dreading a lot of these.
So you guys are in the community. I've seen reactions of people just listing the list of dungeons and being like, see, at least Shadowlands was better. Or like, God, it's all over. What are these 8 dungeons, the current expansion dungeons being mythics, why is that so hated?
I mean, Breckenhide Hollow is annoying. Uldemon is not. Ruby Lightpools is annoying, in my opinion. Azure Vault can be annoying. I don't know. I just feel like they have some, like, hard points where it's hard to get around if, like, you have somebody fucking up. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I feel like maybe this is just my take here, but I think a lot of these dungeons have, like, more so than other dungeons we see. I feel like they have, like, weird personal responsibility that could wipe the raid, maybe. I mean, wipe the dungeon group.
Like, almost like all of them.
Yeah, also, I feel like, are they just longer than a lot of the other dungeons we've been having lately?
Yes, that is also a big one. I think a lot of these are, like, 30 plus, right? Sounds right. It could be wrong, but that sounds very accurate with my experience inside of them.
Even just having Nokun defensive, which could be quick. I have not really run it on Mythic much, but that is definitely one that I feel like really it stretches. It goes for too long.
And Nokun, I think Nokun's difficulty isn't really in like the fighting, except for the storm guy. I think it's in like the maneuverability, like flying around, and people have shortcuts where you want you to go to the left and fly over the mountain pass, but if you miss the mountain pass, then you end up falling into enemies and then everyone's behind and waiting for you, so you can also fuck up a lot there too. Yeah, a lot of personal responsibility. Shadowlands, I feel like the dungeons are iconic. I think were they shorter relatively?
I don't know. I think it's already happening with the thing where people are, like...
Nostalgic?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, rose-tinted glasses of Shadowlands already. Like, I think, you know, we always say this. Like, every expansion, people hate it during it, maybe immediately after it. But then they become nostalgic and they're like, oh, it really wasn't that bad. Like, people saying that, like... People said that BFA was the worst game of any... anything ever, and now people are like, oh, let's go back to BFA. I'm like, y'all suck. Y'all need to get your shit together.
Yeah, I'm saying we need to go back to BFA, but I liked it at the time. And more so, I'm just saying, let hatred run the story again. Come on! It's the World of Warcraft!
We wanna fight.
But non-ironically, I would very much like, like, racial group on racial group beefs.
What did he say?
I feel like I'm actually probably not going to miss any of these Dragonflight dungeons when they're gone. I don't think I really am that attached to them, and I don't know. Shadowlands one, like, I would run the Spear of Bastion one again. I would run the one that I thought was the other one, where you fight the nasty Ick boys in the Kyrian area.
we love them. Could not name them.
I believe you were just mentioning Necrotic Wake and Spires of Ascension.
That's yes. Exactly what they're called. I couldn't tell you the names if you put a gun to my head.
I mean, also, maybe people are thinking highly of the Shadowlands ones because, like, at least personally, I ran a lot of dungeons because I feel like that was, like, peak COVID time where, like, you know, I was just, like, every night getting drunk, playing a bunch of dungeons, like, back-to-back until early morning. So, like, maybe people are just nostalgic for that, and they were very accustomed to these dungeons.
It's like Stockholm Syndrome. We were locked inside with them for years.
You, along with your character, were trapped in the halls of Torghast.
But in addition to, like, these dungeons being announced, so I'm glad. It'll be interesting to have all of them in one season. And I think the fact that they are all current dungeons lines up well with the changes that they're implementing for the new progression update that they're incorporating in this season, and they announced, like, in the following seasons, in 11.1 and potentially going forward, although, like, they assume they'll take feedback and maybe tweak it a little bit.
A huge overhaul for dungeons coming.
Yeah, and I think it's a good change. Basically, their reasoning here was they thought that normal and heroic dungeons just get outgeared really fast. Even Mythic Zero has become, like, kind of useless when you could be running, like, a Mythic plus two, right? Like, currently?
Mm-hmm.
So they are fucking around with, like, scaling to basically make it so that, like, a heroic dungeon in Season 4 and onward is equal to, like, a Mythic Zero currently. And, like, then, like, a Mythic Zero in the upcoming season will be equivalent to a Mythic 10 as we know it now, like both difficulty and rewards.
Think about that. A Mythic Zero is going to be the equivalent of a Mythic 10. That is a humongous jump for the Mythic Zero community.
So I assume this means that, like, the gear that you get from a heroic would be able to, like, be upgraded up to, like, a Mythic 10 level, like, if that makes sense.
I have no clue. I haven't stopped to think about the gear. And I know they're saying gear. But I'm thinking about the difficulty. Like, I'm trying to wrap my head around, like, how that's going to work. Because, like, I mean, heroic is piss easy. Like, it's nothing. Sweeping with zero is already a step up.
Although, I'm worried. I'm looking out for the little guy. I'm putting my big eagle wings and I'm protecting my innocent eggies. If they're increasing the rewards, I assume they're increasing the difficulty, which means some people heroic rating was it. That was the pinnacle. So now all of a sudden it's going to get difficult.
Yeah.
I guess, do you just tell those people, like, well, just do normal?
No, I think they'll be able to do it because the difficulty is increasing. Like, a Mythic Zero will be as hard as a Mythic 10. However, you have to remember there's no timer. And there's no affixes in a Mythic Zero. So people's complaints are timers. Lots of people don't run keys because they don't want to be timed. A Mythic Zero not requiring a timer, I think, will make a lot more people more apt to want to try them because they know that they can fuck up forever and still get big rewards at the end.
Honestly, if it makes heroic dungeoning more interesting, then I'm all for it. Because, yes, whenever time walking comes around and I'm on a character, I just tune out for, like, 2 hours and then I snap open my eyes and I'm like, oh, okay. But if I actually have to do something, then it's like, oh, neat. Like, I feel like I'm getting something out of this now.
And, like, obviously our frame of reference isn't, you know, Richard and Watt, blah, 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 blah. So, like, I wonder, this is probably how, like, dungeons used to feel, right? Like, you would queue up for a dungeon. I mean, you wouldn't queue. You would go to the dungeon, and you would get your group in there, and it'd be hard, but there wasn't a timer, but it was still fucking hard because it was long, and you had to, you know, do all this stuff. So, like, a Mythic Zero is kind of the equivalent, right? You can't queue for M0. You're going to have to go there with a group, and then you, it's a 10. Like, I don't know, a 10 with no apex is, it's going to punch. You know, as long as you just keep trying and don't quit, like, you should be able to get it. But then for Mythic Plus, then they're scaling up from there. So a Mythic 5, a Plus 5 in Season 4 is equivalent in difficulty, rewards, and Mythic Plus rating to a Mythic 15. It's just a crazy explosion of the scale that I'm here for.
So I feel like in the past, it's like season to season, maybe the difficulty would scale from, like, I forget, like, the exact numbers, but, like, a Mythic 10 would then, I think it was, like, three, maybe. So, like, a 6 would feel like what a 10 used to. But in the past, like, they didn't fuck around with any of the scaling for normal and heroic or Mythic Zero. So I feel like overall this makes the scale, like, more gradual, which is what they're probably going for, and I think this is a good idea going forward.
The Mythic Zero lockout's still maintained, though, and I think that's gonna be one of the annoying pain points of this. People are gonna probably want to run Mythic Zeros more often than they're able to, because remember, you're only gonna be able to do your 8 for the week, and then that's it.
I also think this is good for guilds like ours, like, that are maybe look a little more casual and with a lot of people that are, like, normally just raid logging because they don't want to run, like, Mythic Plus. Maybe we could convince them to run a Mythic Zero or 2 in a week, which would then give them a good vault reward and end of dungeon rewards. And I feel like it'll be more appealing to the people who are more casual, maybe.
So on the other end of this, I'm looking at this graph that Slidewell's posted. Mythic 10 is equal to Mythic 20. when you go up to 20, 30 on this new system, is it just going to be levels of pain that we have yet to witness?
I think so. It has to be. Are we even going to make it that high is the real question.
Will anyone be able to make it to Mythic 30? Or is it just like your keyboard gets so hot that it's like, it hurts to touch the key. So it's like, we've added new IRL affixes.
We're going to need to get our Torghast powers before we go in.
Yeah, so like these are dungeons that hypothetically people already have all of their portals to. I don't, because I didn't play Season 2 very much because I hated the pool. So like the people who like and are trying to get their portals by timing a 20, that feels like they're trying to do a 30? Like, am I going to be able to do that?
They're probably going to scale it down. I'm assuming they're going to make the achievement a 10 since it's the equivalent of a 20. Like, they had to bring it all down to parity. I'd hope.
No, they said, you got to be serious this time. You said you had like a year to goof around and get them. Now, if you want them, you got to work extra hard, boo-boo.
Put in the work.
I guess this is also going to be a faded season, so maybe our characters are just going to feel overpowered.
I fucking hope so. I also was thinking about like getting our guild to do this. The good thing is, they don't even pay attention to anything. If we'd be like, hey guys, you want to come do Mythic Zero? They'd be like, yeah, of course. Just don't tell them it's Mythic 10. They won't know any difference.
It's the frog slowly boiling water thing where it's like, yeah, if we tell them that it's super hot, it's like, oh, that's bad. But if we get them in there and they're just running it, then it's like, yep, just as easy as a Mythic Zero always is. And it's like, wink.
Hey, yeah, you guys want to do a +2? Because a +2 would be like an 11, right? Like,
breaking news here.
What?
I guess as of like a few minutes ago, since we've been recording here, Blizzard has hotfixes coming for the Hearthstone event.
What? What's going on?
3 minutes ago, we're live on the scene, folks.
Yeah, I'm reporting live from the tall pillar in Veldraken.
It's me at the Zeppelin field. It smells terrible, so I have a big cartoon clothespin on my nose.
So side whistle, that means that you are somewhere in Stormwind, wherever that one is.
You're sandwiched between two tanks at the docks.
I guess they are extending the event until Friday, March 22nd now.
Oh,
so
shit.
Good.
Oh, fuck.
Wee-woo, alert, extension.
Also, the boss portal comes every half hour now instead of every hour.
No way!
Oh, shit!
This is just like the Shadowlands thing where people are like, I don't like this. And Blizzard's like, fine, fuck you, babies. It comes every 2 minutes.
And the last thing here is that players can now collect missing cards by using the Hearthstone game board toy to defeat others in a friendly game. It will continue to drop cards after the event ends as well.
Oh my god, they're like, hey bitches, put your fucking tables down and use them, goddammit.
That's crazy. I know they listen to the show, but they listen to the recording? We were talking about, like, that's kind of an inconvenient event, and like, Steve too is like, spin it up, we gotta fix this now. The boys are flaming us in the first half of the show.
I swear to God, I just watched Ian Hezekosis crawl up through our vents. Like, what's he doing in here?
Oh no, he's wired our recording booth.
Fix the Boralus ring!
Never. He scampers away.
A little toot comes out. Well, that's crazy. Well, there you go. Some breaking news for the Hearthstoners back here. Or the WoW Hearthstoners.
Also, something that happened in the WoW sphere this last week, I don't know if you guys saw, but we've officially won another feud.
Woo, woo. Who did we best with our triumphant efforts this time?
Well, we have outlived the Titanforge podcast.
Ah, Bean, I never even knew they existed, but it feels so sweet to know we defeated them.
I'm just happy that Dratnos' propaganda machine is shutting down. That's all I have to say about it. End.
No more propaganda.
Dratnos, who was this person? That I saw their goodbye announcement and I was like, but that was the one name that caught my attention. What was this person known for?
Known for being incredibly wrong about the state of Holy Priest.
He was one of the people who's like writing Wildhat articles and posting YouTube videos, and people would follow his meta that he would be like, and Feral Druid's going to be an F tier this expansion, and Holy Priest is going to be a in the toilet tier. Don't bother playing it. And then Holy was the best it's ever been, and everybody was like, Dratnos? And he was like, I was wrong, I guess.
And then he stopped making his tier lists for healers. But I won't let him forget it, so.
I see. Well, rest in piss. I never celebrate the ending of a program, but you wronged a friend, Dratnos.
I think they were a YouTube podcast, too, so they don't really count.
Also, yes, big like asterisks on there. They were one of the air quotes podcasts that say that they were a podcast where they, you know, recorded like they were a video show and then posted that everywhere.
Why have we not, like, why haven't we changed that name to, like, Vodcast? Like, why did that not take off? Like Super Mega came back, and now they're doing another Vodcast, and I'm, can you guys just go back to doing audio only? Like, I don't want to fucking have visual
Well,
gags.
I will say, well, they didn't do a lot
they
of them
will.
This time.
They
I did,
will, though.
I watched with an intent in eye, and I was like, if you make mention of a prop on your show, I'm going to be mad, and they limited that.
It's episode one. You know by episode 10, they're going to get lazy and someone's going to walk around the background and do a little belly dance and they're all going to laugh. That shit pissed me off so much.
Well, hopefully not, because hopefully they fired 10 million of those fuckers. They had like 87 guys walking around that did nothing. And then 13 of them tried to cancel them. And that's why our program only has 4 members and one of them is sometimes also me.
Checks out. Welcome to our Vodcast Podcast Corner. Do you have any complaints about any Vodcast podcasting? Technically you had a victory, but...
Yeah, no, that's all I have to say. I don't actually watch any of them because I feel like we've all had very hard stances on here that, like, they're not podcasts, and I'm annoyed that people call them podcasts.
People's rooms are just not set up for me to look at them for that long. I go around, and sure, you're talking about interesting topic for 10 minutes... But now we have 50 minutes of me just looking around your house, and you didn't even set up any cool toys in the background. I'm just looking at your wall, me.
Give me stuff to look.
People are tired of looking at the Super Smash Brothers poster and the closet that your cat poops in. Get some more stuff, Aaron. Come on.
Fix it up. Give us amusement.
And also look at your camera more. I know it's because your monitor's slightly taller now, so people can see your eyebrows and hair more, but look up at it more, please.
Take a peek. You should install, like, a multi-camera, like a fly camera, so we can see every little angle, but through, like, a fly lens. You thought about that before?
I have thought about getting a second camera, but I don't know what I would do other than put it on feet my cam. Other monitor. So well, I guess that's what it is. It's feet cam. You see my toes wiggle every time I get a kill in Helldivers, which is a lot of wiggling.
Those pigglies are going.
Every time you'd see them react in rage every time someone eagles me.
You need a Patreon exclusive foot cam.
How much did that cost?
Just 1 cent. It's pretty cheap to get in the Tootsie Club. I just want a little donation.
Handy for a Tootsie.
Speaking of which, I'm going to ask for a penny for your thoughts on a sexy lady I know.
Oh, okay. Let's see the sexy lady you know. Want a penny?
So just for clarification, is this week's sexiest NPC of the week?
Oh, you know it. And this week's sexiest NPC of the week is...
Oh, could it be?
Oh my god, shit, this person died. Never mind.
What? Huh?
I looked up hot Warcraft character, and it brought up hot. Mykhailo Hot Novospishvin, August 5th, 1986 to January 24th, 2022.
Oh, wow. Well,
was an ex-professional Ukrainian Night Elf player.
Well, that's definitely not the one we're picking.
Okay, well, we can keep it topical this week and name this week's sexiest NPC of the week as MC Farala, the Master of Ceremonies.
Yeah, post the picture so I know what she looks like, because I definitely have not talked to her since the first time I did.
Also, I do agree. However, when I ended up getting the correct Google search and did hottest Warcraft character, it came up with 4 hotties. Jaina Proudmoore, Gilban Mechatork, Alex Straza, and High Executor Darhalia.
What? How'd she get in there?
I don't know. I will post a nice picture. I am all for our good friend.
Yeah, she's wearing our garb.
Yeah, I'm all for our good friend MC Mixmaster there. However, I will post a picture of this rando.
Oh, yeah, that's hideous. Was that undead? Who's that?
So yeah. I also was looking this up because I'm like, what the fuck is that, Aaron? Yeah, this apparently is an undead woman named High Executor Darthalia. I'm curious about why this popped up in searches. I mean, I guess undead are for some people. Although if you check the tapes, I'm pretty sure it's not for us. Like, I feel like our number of undead that we've named Sexy NPC of the Week are pretty low.
But their feet are out. It's because their feet are out. 100% is the feet.
And historians will remember that we only named the other undead because I similarly looked up sexiest Warcraft character on Google, and that's who they said it was.
Oh, okay, so y'all out there are some freaks, but I think Slide Whistle is correct here, because, you know, the High Executor here, its defining features are, you know, undead, bony, but then, like, her feet are, like, the only thing that are fleshy on her. And her face, and... I don't
mean to throw her under the bus entirely, mostly because I know it wouldn't kill her, but she does have just the loveliest little smile.
Okay. Honestly, yeah. Her mug is kind of killing it, too, so...
I'm sorry, is this MC's sexiest NPC of the week, or is this the zombie bitch?
Honestly, double feature. We need more.
We need more. They get to throw in together.
Say something nice about MC Hammer.
Okay, well, one at a time here, unless we're having a three-way, so MC can come on here too. We already said that MC is sexy because, like, she is wearing our DNR-approved color scheme here. This is a very, very nice gown, very fanciful. Unfortunately, this looks like this picture that I posted is taken outside of Orgrimmar. I know that,
What is she doing there? I would have thought they... I swear I saw an undead man there in her place. What is she doing? Was this on vacation?
Wait a second. But you know what I like? I like her little Molly Holly little business professional haircut she's got going on. This little short, it's not a bob, it's a little short.
It's like a pixie cut, basically, right?
Pixie cut.
You know, she's looking like she's ready to have a hair versus hair match at WrestleMania just to make sure that her championship is on the card.
But if I won, I would not get a lot of her hair. She has so little to offer, and Growlina has so much. That seems deeply unfair.
It's all about sending a message.
If a Worgen lost a hair versus hair match, would they have to go completely bald? Would they look like that sad hairless bear?
Also, if Susan cut her hair, would that affect how Growlina looked? Like, how does that work?
Nah, well, it used to, not anymore. Now Susan can be bald-headed, and Growlina can have her beautiful, luxurious hair.
What if you shaved the Worgen and her hair disappeared, though? Like, what if that was a fact? Like, what if the hair follicles are the same hair follicles?
Also, would it be cheating in a hair versus hair match if Growlina lost to then change into Susan? And say, like, yeah, shave this hair.
You can get this hair. You can get this little mop. And it's like, no, turn back.
We have to test this out. You have to challenge somebody to a hair versus hair match. Quick.
Immune, I challenge you. You got some hair, right?
I do. It's kind of getting long again. It's not quite, like, to its length that it was last year when I cut it all off, but it's getting there. It's getting pretty long again.
I thought he meant your WoW character.
Well, I did mean the WoW character, but now I'm challenging you, the human, and now I'm making a call out. If I win, you have to do those bangs again.
You know, I was thinking about it.
Those were powerful.
Would Draenei have to shave their horns in a hair versus hair match? They're a part of the barbershop.
Would they have to snip off their tentacles? They can't. They usually stand in for a mustache.
You know,
so.
just because it's in the barbershop does not mean that that's what it is. Because, like, also, would that mean that you would have to be castrated? Because you can have, like, a sex change there, too.
Hey, I didn't say it. You're setting the rules here, not me. I'm not even in this match.
Hollywood Hulk Hogan, when I beat you, you're going to have to legally become a woman. And he's just like, oh, no, he's taken up to the chair. And then he just turns into, like, a vague approximation of Hulk Hogan, but as a woman. Oh, no, we got him.
I remember his wife's name, but I forgot they're divorced now. So sad.
Trisha.
Did you know that Hulk Hogan is now, he's grifting religion now? He decided to convert to Christianity or whatever. He got baptized, and he's, like, preaching.
Does he do it as Hulk Hogan, or does he do it as Terry Bologna?
I think he does it as Hulk Hogan. I think it's Terry, but he's known for being a biggest liar. Like, he'll lie about, like, everything in wrestling. And so he's just taken those lies to religion where they won't question anything, and he's just going to make bank off of it because he's a fucking little grift man.
Honestly, this checks out. I'm surprised that... Well, first off, I'm a little bit surprised that, like, he wasn't... Well, okay. Never mind. I don't know where I was going with this. I was feeling like for the Hulk Hogan character that was just like an all-American, I would assume that he was already baptized, but that was a character. So never mind. Ignore me.
I think he wore a cross to the ring. I think he was vaguely religious, and then I think he's going like full in. Anyway, our sexiest NPCs of the week are so sexy. Their names are MC Shroba and the Executor Foot Lady.
Hi, Executive Darthalia. You guys will be immortalized with a post on the Instagram and an instant disqualification from the actual Threefobus. I can assure you, once this recording ends, I will not remember who either of you are.
I mean, that goes for a lot of the entrants, though, Aaron.
To bring it back to wrestling, some people are superstars, some people's are on the job squad.
They might be dark horses. Who knows? We might see MC, what's her name? Threpolo?
MC Farala, the master of ceremonies.
Yeah.
Speaking of dark horses, we have yet to elect any horses, surprisingly. Stay tuned, everyone. That's going to be on the back of my mind.
Oh boy, I don't know if I agree with that. But speaking of back of my mind, it's time for our top two, bottom boot, media moot. Let's send it off to...
Wait a minute. What the fuck here? Dax just posted a thing. Pirates beginning March 19th?
Wait, what? We just got an announcement?
Okay, reel it back in here. Reel it back in here. Top two, bottom boot, media moot, postpone for now. We need to look into this. If this is to be believed... maybe the 10.2.6 patch is being released on March 19th. Is that the next upcoming reset here?
I'm checking. I don't see any. Oh, yep. Okay, so I it's so crazy. I went to Wildhead, nothing. I was like, let me check Facebook. And sure enough, here it is. It's simply just, it's literally posted. It's a WoW W with a pirate flag behind it, and it says, begins March 19th. You know, Taliesin and Avital did this. All their fucking bitching and complaining. They posted a fucking video like, are they waiting too long? Shut the fuck up. I'm so sick of them. I feel like they're becoming their own villains of their own story here.
Yeah. Tell them. Hometown.
Hometown. Fuck them. And you, Taliesin, I know you don't really sound like that. People don't sound like that. Yeah. You just made up an accent just for funny to pretend to be an elf or something.
Yeah.
And talking you're real.
Yeah. And Aaron's tits don't sag.
Oh, yeah.
I love down. That video so much. I don't think anyone's seen it, though. I think it's a very niche reference.
I had to decode what you even meant. I was like, did Taliesin make fun of my man boobies? That's such a privilge. But no, it's just hometown. Oh, hometown lady.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, it's interesting that they just extended the Hearthstone event. It was probably supposed to end, and this would start. They're probably trying to, like, daisy chain things into each other. And they're like, you know what? Fuck it. Everyone's complaining, and we'll make this longer, and we'll get this one announced.
Also, we don't really know what this pirate thing is. I mean, I assume it's going to be something... goofy. I mean, like, whatever. I mean, I'll take it. Whatever it is. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I'm gonna mix my top toot, bottom boot, meanie moot into this and give my top toot is gonna be some of these fresh comments that we got here. So let's shout out to Ethan O'Nock. The skull and crossbones didn't confirm pirates, but this does. Laura Nidderwin has an idea. A new version of Islands? Laura, please shut the fuck up. Do not put that juju out there. Jeremy Kirby says, how's this game so going? LOL. Why? I love that the WoW haters on Facebook are still subscribed to WoW so they can see everything that's happening in this. Also, yeah, wait, what if this was just classic? Wouldn't that be hilarious? This is like a classic announcement?
I don't think it is because that original Skull and Crossbones banner was on the WoW Yum timeline.
WoW Yum, these nuts. What about you, Mew? What's your top two, bottom boot, medium moot?
Well, before we were rerouted to these pirates, I was going to say that my top toot of the week is that because we have discovered that we've never named a horse as our sexiest NPC of the week, my homework that I'm assigning myself is to find the sexiest horse in the game. So I will report back to everyone next week. I have a little homework to do.
I hate this timeline.
but Aaron, what is your CTVVMM?
I have a bottom boot this week, I am afraid.
Boo. No.
I did all of the work required. I put in the effort, and I raised my good friend Walter all the way to level 70.
Woo!
And I was like, I'm committed. And then during that adventure, I realized I just don't fucks with Frost DK. It just feels like it feels like Enhancement Shaman, where I'm doing a lot to get a little.
Maybe you could try Unholy then? I don't know.
Growlina is Unholy, so I think she'll take up the torch. After Walter crossed the finish line, he turned around and none of his family and friends were there. So he'll get to slowly, sadly, Charlie Brown walk home as Growlina takes the DK helm. But yeah, it's such a shame. Every single level, I was like, I'm going to unlock something that will make this more fun. This is going to be really cooking at one point, and then it just never did.
It's never, you know, have you tried blood? Why don't you blood them up?
I did do blood on Overwatch TOO back in the day. Yes, there's very little that I have not done other than Disc Priest, because what's the point? Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm there with you on that one.
But here's to playing with Growlina and attending the Hearthstone event. Hear, hear. Speaking of pirates, here are some of the swabbies that help pilot the ship. We're talking about Command Sergeant Major Tajurla. Ahoy, Vince. Ahoy, like a pirate. Arr. NSYNC/Drag Race. Azarin, Digital Dave, asking Growlina to say, for the Horde. Mitch, who wants to remind everyone that Rathion isn't daddy, he's just a weed landlubber. Crucifix, Saracen Hawk, Kick Puncher, Drax, Jerome, Sicious, and Soup, Adorno! Losing the patient, Gershom, Big Papa Crispy's Big Mama, Calcus, a tired swabby. Yurr! Johnny's Friday be saved! Wooly, Slide Whistle, Secret Stalker. Adam N. Vanderlyle. And this landlubber, he don't deserve a pirate voice, so for no particular reason, I'll say it like this. And Will, a.k.a. Tyre, Trade Chat's fallen father.
I just want to say I really appreciated this pirate-themed patron list.
Jarjarvjarg.
Avast, you mateys! If you want to send... I can't do it. If you want to send us an email, send it to donotrelapod@gmail.com. You can send me an email at navarrocoffin@gmail.com. If you want your tips on treating Bumblefoot in your chickens, join the Chickens, Chickens, Chickens Facebook group. Tell them Slide Whistle sent you. What about you guys? Where can they find you on the chicken net?
Well, on the chicken net, you can find me, Alex, or Immunization, on Twitter at New Era Alex, or on the Blue Sky at Immunization.
You can find me, Aaron the Human, at TheBigAcheesy on Twitters.com, and find all of the shows, various links and websites at our link tree that is linktr.ee/donotrelentpod. Think of a website. We own one, and it's there.
Oh, we have another update coming out. Oh, it says D's.
What's D's?
Oh, wait, we actually got a blue post. Here, folks, right at the end. I'm sure you've already read it by now, but for our excitement on the podcast, mark your calendar for March 19th when the 10.26 content update goes live with a bold, new limited time event. You won't want to miss out on the fun. It's important to note Dragonflight Season 4 will go live several weeks after the release of the 10.2.6 content update. Finish your AOTC and Immortal Feats of Strength beforehand. Whoa.
I don't think we've ever dropped news in this segment before, but there you go.
It went after me, so literally the theme's been blaring this whole time.
You have to put an extended version in. Freehold time walking. Could that be a thing? Anyway, all right, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And remember,
another down. Do not relent.
Do Not Relent is a podcast within the 3HNC network, representing U.S. Proudmoore's premier podcasts. That was a very good wish.